Banana Thinking, Creative and Innovation Concepts for Personal Effectiveness. Author, Mick Harrison. A work associate came into my office the other day eating a banana peeled from the bottom instead of the stem end. I told him that I had never thought of peeling a banana in such a manner. He told me that he had recently seen a TV documentary on a family of gorillas surrounding a banana tree. The gorillas peeled bananas from the bottom as fast as they could, so that each gorilla could eat as many as possible. Learning a new way to peel a banana should show that unlimited possibilities await discovery. The Great Banana Thinkers. Men such as Copernicus, Kepler, and Galileo were the forerunners of banana thinking. Their lives spanned the 1500s and 1600s during a period when conventional wisdom believed the Earth was the center of the universe. But these men sought answers to questions that were to result in a break with conventional thinking and eventually redefine the universe as we know it today. Misconceptions concerning our galaxy abounded during the post-Renaissance era, many of which had been unchallenged for 2,000 years. It was heresy to even discuss the possibility that the sun could be the center of the universe. Copernicus found this out when his book was blacklisted by the church because of his claims that Earth was not the nucleus of the heavens. What we live for. Now that we are ready to look at things in new, more intelligent ways, it is time to take a look at how we live our lives. What do we live for? Is it to come up with the next great banana idea? Is it to realize a lifelong goal? Do you live to make and spend money? Do you carry a special burden for humanity? Or do you simply live for yourself? The true banana thinker should feel free to ask these questions and not be afraid to hear the answers. Some would say we should never live for the sake of another man, woman, or child. Others would say we should live for one another. There is many ways to live a life. But because we often expect others to live up to our standards, we have severely limited our options in this area. So we have to allow people to create their own environment and live their lives on their own terms. The most basic maintenance. The majority of us have a roof over our heads when we need it, labor-saving devices to assist our toil, and medicine if we require it to heal our bodies. There are books to read, documentaries to watch, and schools to attend in an effort to expand our minds. Yet many of us refuse to support the most essential parts of our mental and physical being. Our mind and bodies must be maintained if we are to live fulfilling lives. Many of us put one on before the other. Some do it chronically. Brilliant scientists often overweight, and the most muscular among us are often mentally deficient. Could it be that we are so busy living our lives through and for other people that we don't have time for self-maintenance and improvement? If this is the case, banana thinking must cause us to pause and consider the possibility of living first for ourselves, in order to do what is truly best for others. The way of banana may send you back to school. Go back to school if you need additional education. Obtaining additional education is the most significant thing that anyone can do to change the direction of his or her life. Yet many people sidestep putting forth the extra effort that could get them where they really want to go. All you need to know is that you can learn anything if you have the desire to achieve and the discipline to apply yourself. It may take incredible persistence, and it may be slow going at first, but you can do it. Charismatic managers and cheerleaders. Employee motivation is the key to business success. People need a reason to come to work every day, above and beyond a salary. If you try to determine what motivates each individual and help them achieve their goals, you'll make great strides in building an effective workforce. When a supervisor sincerely talks, plays, and is having fun with his work associates, he is truly supporting the bond of a business team. Managers should also frequently get out among employees in the workplace to talk about their philosophy and how it relates to the welfare of the company. Such managers are often referred to as charismatic and can do wonders for employee motivation. Who are the real customers? Let's look at the idea of customers from a perspective that relates the concept of customer relationships to business organizations themselves. Many contemporary management books and magazine articles discuss the idea of customer service as essential to success in retail business. A few modern management writers have even developed the concept of employees as customers. The concept relates to principles of customer service to every working relationship within a business organization. Know your business well. Hard work pays off. However, working harder doesn't have to equate working long hours. It can also mean working smarter. Knowing your business well is undoubtedly the best way to work smart. Just imagine the added effectiveness you would enjoy as a financial planner if you understood and were capable of implementing various marketing techniques. You wouldn't need to be an expert in every area, merely a person who has experienced several aspects of any specific type of work, so you can apply variations to your primary area of expertise. Quality work takes extra effort. If the quality of your work is important to you, you will want to take the extra time to do it right, even if it eats into your personal time. Also, putting extra effort into personal projects is inherent. We need to put the same effort into our on-the-job performance. Take ownership of the projects that you perform on the job. Think of them as undertakings that you are personally benefiting from, because that is exactly what is happening. Worry is a time waster. When you worry, you're not doing. You must concentrate on what you're doing today instead of worrying about what you did or didn't do yesterday. For example, why do you continually worry about being laid off at your place of employment? If you've done your best, then you should have no regrets, regardless of what the future holds. Learn how to fail. You must fail and fail often if you're to gain knowledge, all of which is a prerequisite to achieving a high level of effectiveness. You must then continue to fail in new areas as you expand your effectiveness to encompass other subjects and disciplines. The way of the banana involves intuitive risks. Intuitive risks are taken every day by highly successful banana thinkers. The majority of these high achievers have mastered the art of risk-taking and understand the importance of listening to their intuition. The consequence of avoiding risks is a sluggish lifestyle that eventually consumes us in monotony. There are many people in the world who long for excitement in their lives, but they lack motivation and have probably never known how to find it. If you are one of them, excitement through risk-taking can be motivation. Banana thinking. Go peel a banana from the bottom. You will see wonders. You will discover a new concept that can help you take an innovative look at everything you do. You become a better banana thinker.